Good morning, coming up on 910 on the Mighty 690. And we have joining us Amy Dollar, talking some Coffeeville tourism. Good morning, Amy. How you doing?
Good morning.
Good to have you in here. And, you know, it's starting to feel a little bit more like, you know, Thanksgiving and all that sort of thing as we get a little bit closer. But, you know,
that's scary.
I know weather-wise, it's just like, oh, my gosh. But, hey, we had just briefly before we get into all the kind of upcoming events, we did have a event that was last week that you wanted to talk a little bit about.
Oh, yeah. I would like many thanks to Lauren Osborne and everyone who hosted and put on and attended the Green Zone training event that was Friday at the Ron Stevenson building. It was very informative to me and it, for veterans, and it kind of helped create awareness. You know, we have a lot of underserved veterans in our area. If you want to know any more, they had a great list of resources. And if you need any more information, I know that, you know, you have all the contact information here at the radio station for them.
Yeah, we do.
So one more reason to call James, right? Or call the business office line, but anyway.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah, but anyway, it was really good, and I wanted to thank them. It's really hard to put on an event a lot of times, so, you know, they did a really good job, so thank you for that. But anyway, I can't believe Thanksgiving is Thursday. I am not prepared for that yet. I'm going to enjoy the days off, so... Are you going to have open line still?
Yeah, we will. We will still have some, I believe. So yeah. I won't be here. So it's up to them. They'll deal with it. So.
That's what I should have said. Are you going to be doing
it? I will not be
line?
Here. So.
Well, good for you. Well, I thought we could maybe talk about some fun and interesting Thanksgiving facts.
Oh, yeah.
I could not find a lot in the Coffeeville newspapers about any, like, Thanksgiving events. It was mostly the entertainment. I call it the entertainment section. The Mr. and Mrs. So-and-so went and had dinner with so-and-so, or they went to I do have one interesting fact. In 1888, 6 Katy trains brought family up here. Maybe 1898. Brought family up here to visit for different reasons. That was how many cars it was full. So I don't know if that's a lot or not, but I thought that was the only interesting thing I thought.
I just wonder, in these gossip columns, is like someone walking around just snooping on everything, or do people self-report this?
Like, well, I think that the newspaper person, the reporter, was probably in the community,
yeah,
walking around and saying,
they're
hey.
Like looking, I feel like they're just looking in people's windows like, oh, they're in there, like,
yeah. Maybe, but it, you know, as a like a resource for finding family information, it's,
oh,
surprisingly,
it's great.
Yeah. I really like it,
but it's weirdly invasive, but it works well for this.
And I guess we still have it now. It's just social media, right?
Oh, yeah, but nowadays, yeah, people just self-report all this
yeah,
stupidity. It's like, oh, look, I'm eating pasta. I'm like, wow, that's good for you.
They really keep up with their stuff, right?
I know, it's so funny.
And, but anyway, I had some little known interesting Thanksgiving facts, because I was kind of trying to get in the mood for Thanksgiving. Do you have any of these you've been doing on the radio?
No, we need some.
That's why
you're here.
I got a couple, right? There are 4 towns in the United States named Turkey.
Oh, that's great.
We got Turkey, Arizona, Turkey, Texas, and Turkey, North Carolina, and Turkey, Louisiana, but I could only find a Turkey Creek, Louisiana, but I think maybe I just wasn't looking hard enough. But Turkey, Texas, that is the birthplace of Bob Wills. So there's another interesting fact, and he is the king of Western swing, for those of you that don't know that, who he is. And the first Thanksgiving was celebrated in 1621 over a 3-day harvest festival, and it is believed by historians that only 5 women were present during this first Thanksgiving, and that they did not eat turkey for the first Thanksgiving. I thought that was very interesting.
Do they had a squab or something?
They had a, I don't even know what squab.
Like a pigeon or
like
something.
Oh, no, nothing that sounded unpleasant like that. They had venison, fish, lobster, eel, and they had pumpkins and cranberries, but sauce or fries.
Yeah, you have to remember that this is like New England, so it would make sense that they would have some seafood thrown in there.
Yeah. Well, they used to not eat lobster, the New Englanders, settlers. And they would use it in their, you know, like the Native Americans would use it in their gardens, like fertilizer. And then someone somehow realized lobster tasted delicious, and they started eating it.
That's pretty wild. They thought it was, like, bad food or something.
Yeah. I thought that was pretty cool. And a lot of you may know that Thanksgiving was made a national holiday in 1863 by Abraham Lincoln. But did you know it was because Sarah Hale, I thought this was so cool, Sarah Hale is the writer of Mary Had a Little Lamb. She had been writing letters for 17 years to the different presidents asking them to make Thanksgiving a national holiday.
Okay. So it had been some effort there.
Yeah, I thought that was very cool. So that's all I have. I'm out.
Oh, that's great.
Those were my everything else was everything everybody else knows, you know. Butterball sells 8 million turkeys a year or whatever facts, and Americans consume however many pounds of turkey.
Oh, yeah. No, so I like those your were facts. Boring. I like your facts.
These were way more fun. But I thought I heard you on the way here, and I thought, hey, that's so cool because I'm ready to talk about that. I thought we could announce my gingerbread competition.
Yeah,
we're having.
I didn't even get into it. That's perfect. I didn't share the details. So what's going on with this?
Well, it is
going
to be exciting. I'm excited for it. It is hosted by Visit Coffeeville there at the Chamber at 807 Walnut. We are hosting our very first ever gingerbread competition. And the competition will have three categories: kids, adults, and experienced professional bakers. There's not any pre-signups, and it's free to enter this competition. Just bring your finished creation by, to 807 Walnut anytime, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, between the dates of December 4th and December 8th. And the 8th is the judging day, so the deadline to have your creation in that day, if you're late, you're getting it around, or last-minute touch-ups, you got to be in by noon on the 8th. So anytime between the December 4th and December 8th, if you want to bring your gingerbread creation down, we will be happy to display it. And then the judging will be done. And then the judging will be done at 3, and we will announce the winner via Facebook and Instagram. And then I'll send you the winner information so you can talk about it on Open Line if you don't mind. So
absolutely.
if you don't tune into social media, if you tune in on here, then it's Mighty 690. Then people will we'll be able to hear the winner. And then each category will have a winner, and then they'll win kind of a gift basket of prizes that we're putting together. I think it's going to be pretty cool.
So it's pretty much open to whatever house you want to make, however you want to do that, right?
Yes, but you get bonus points if you make a historical Coffeeville attraction.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. See, I always like when people do, like, weird postmodern gingerbread houses or whatever.
I'm excited. Anything goes on that. You can create a classic or a modern or any kind of house you would like to create. I'm sky's the limit, and I'm curious to see what people make.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I'm not very good with icing, otherwise I might look into it, but it always just, like, turns into a disaster whenever I do it. But.
Well, I think we're going to try to have an inter-office gingerbread making competition.
That's good.
And see how that goes. I'm scared because I think me and the kids put together one once, and it was kind of what you said. And
I just do the ones with the graham crackers, like where you just buy the graham crackers and just kind of glue them together there. And
we bought a kit.
Okay, yeah, they have the kits, too. But then you just end up eating all the gumdrops before you get them on there.
I'm mixed feelings on gumdrops. I can't decide if I love them or hate them.
I actually kind of like the spice drops better than
those
the
gumdrops.
Those
are kind of good. Those
are,
I like those.
Those are better than the regular gumdrops. Yes. But yeah, you're kind of like, you get to a point where if you eat a few and then you don't want to ever, like, eat any more again.
Mm-mm. Those are like, remember those butter mints that, like, people would have out when you'd go places?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Funeral mints.
Oh, yeah.
You would eat those, they'd be so good and yummy, because both would be, like, the only thing there to eat, that was sweet. And then you'd eat those, and then you'd be like, yeah, I'm good. I don't ever need to eat anything.
I know.
Again.
Yeah, they're little pastel mints. Like, oh, my god.
I would eat a handful of those right now, and then later on be like, oh no, I don't want to eat anymore.
Yeah, those are like, good and awful at the same time.
Like candy corn.
But if you have the mixed nuts to balance them out, then you're good.
There you
That's
go.
That's why you have...
That's why they have the other little bowl with the little thing with that. Yes, yes.
Isn't that weird? It's so funny. So, yeah, that's going to be great. So, that is, right, noon on December 8th, you said, right?
Yes.
They must be received.
But anytime between December 4th and December 8th, you can bring it by the office. We're there 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, so you can bring it by.
And that's good, because they're not going to rot. I mean, like, the, you know, the gingerbread houses are fairly inert.
No, and it's kind of cool in the bank, so we're going to display them in the old condom bank museum in there. We'll have some tables, and so people can come by if you want to come and see. So we're going to have, you know, the museum's open, or the bank museum's open anyway all the time for people to come and visit and tour it. So we'll have the gingerbread houses displayed in there, and people can come by and visit and tour the gingerbread houses, like, and see all the cool
art gallery.
Yeah, a little mini gingerbread art gallery. It'll be super cool. So if you have any hidden artistically baking talents, or if you've just ever wanted to make a gingerbread house, make one and bring it down.
Yeah, get your kids involved.
So. Yes, and if you have any questions, you can call me or Casey at the Chamber of Commerce.
Okay, well, we've got that. We've got the, of course, parade and stuff, Christmas on the Plaza. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Yes. So make sure you attend the Christmas parade on December 1st. I was just talking to Tina about Christmas parade stuff on the way in here. We have a lot of entries, and I know we'll be getting even more. So if you haven't signed up, call the Chambers. 251-2550, and we'll sign you up to be in the Christmas parade. But make sure you come and attend the Christmas parade December 1st. It starts at 6 p.m., and you can wave at the Icy Bear. But then stick around after the parade for the shopping experience of the season. Get to go shop at Christmas on the Plaza. So there'll be... they'll kick off their annual event with some shopping and more things that evening. The local and area artisans and crafters will be displaying their wares in hopes that you'll find that special gift to give during this Christmas season. But I am excited because we will be having pictures on the plaza immediately following the parade. You know, we have the big giant Christmas tree down there. I've been seeing it going up. I think it's all completed now, ready for it to be lit up. Not sure.
It's looking good. Yeah. I saw they lit it up. It's just, yeah, it's looking really good.
But we're going to have the pictures on the plaza. The Christmas on the Plaza is hosting that. So bring the kids and have their pictures taken in front of the tall tree on the plaza. There will be a host of characters this time. There's going to be the Icy Bear from Coffeeville. And Anna and Elsa, you know, from the movie Frozen. And I believe little Cindy Lou Who and Max from Dr. Seuss's How the Grinch Stole Christmas. I believe they will be there. I'm not sure if that's a complete lineup or not on characters yet. So we will have a flyer made up for that this week. So we'll hopefully be able to tell everybody. For any more detailed information on that, you'll want to go to Christmas on the Plaza event Facebook page. And they'll have all the information. But in the meantime, bring your kids down to see the Icy Bear. She likes to say hi to everyone.
That's great. That's going to be a good time. And then I know that, I don't know if it was kind of part of Christmas on the Plaza when they had it on the Plaza, but they will have, like, the community choir singing on the 2nd. I don't know if you've heard anything about that.
Yes.
That's still kind of a conjunction, you know,
event. Oh, absolutely. I don't have the full detail events, I don't want to get it wrong. So I know about the pictures, the Icy Bear for sure. So I just want to, you know, but for more detailed information, you know, they have it all on their Facebook page. But the community choir singing will be lots of fun. And I know they usually have, you know, different, you know, baking things going on down there and different things, so it'll be a lot of fun. You check it out.
That's great.
That's part of the event. It's a mystery. Go see what's going on.
That's right. We love that. So being able to see something new every year is great. So anything else that we should know about, Amy, as we're getting kind of getting into Thanksgiving and then Christmas right around the corner?
Well, yeah. Starting in early fall or summer, really, with Interstate Fair and Rodeo, you can do something all year long in Coffeeville. We have a lot going on. So, yeah, the big thing, Candlelit Tours. Make sure to get your tickets for the Brown Mansion Candlelit Tours. The tickets are on sale now at CoffeevilleHistory.com or in person at the Dalton Defender Museum. Oh, I heard Denise last week mention that they're already selling, so don't wait. You know, buy your tickets and... they make early Christmas gifts too, so if you want to share the gift of the beautiful candlelit tour experience, you can buy tickets and give to someone else.
No, that's great. I went last year, and I mean, it is really awesome to see everything lit up and all the different trees. It's very, very cool.
It is. It's absolute beautiful experience. And you know, they do a lot of work. They start day after Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
They're there. They're working hard.
For a while.
Yes, yes. And then the last thing is mark your calendars and get ready. We're going to have a NASA exhibit. Houston, we are set for launch on this one. I had to say that. I had to be cheesy this morning. The Aviation Museum is hosting a traveling NASA exhibit from March 20th to June 14th. Admission will be free, and the Aviation Museum will be open extended days and times. And they'll be hosting some presentations and speakers and possibly some events to go along with this unique event. Like and follow the Coffeyville Aviation Museum and visit Coffeyville so you can keep up with the NASA exhibit. I think it's going to be very cool. We're going to have, there's going to be a spacesuit. That's what I'm excited about. A huge spacesuit, the Apollo spacesuit, and an octagonal, am I saying that right,
Case? Octagonal?
There you go, yeah. And we'll have a lot of panels and stuff about the history and displays about the history of manned space flight, which is just perfect to segue in from the aviation history. So I encourage any education people that are out of school today and happen to get to listen to this, if you're not sleeping in, we are inviting school groups and tours and anyone that would like to come, call and schedule it for your group or check out the days and times and come and visit the NASA exhibit. It will start in March.
Hey, that's fantastic. Well, I've seen some videos of those spacesuits and they're a lot more cumbersome than you might realize, so it'll be cool to see one in person.
I am very excited to see one in person, and the whole exhibit, it's, we got to pick different things, so I think it'll go along, not be too out of the loop of what we already have out there, but it is a perfect, I'm excited about, like I said, I hate to use that word, it is a perfect segue from the aviation history into this history of NASA and the manned space flight and then up to what they're doing today.
Hey, that's still aviation.
Yes, so. It is going to be, for lack of better words, it is going to be super cool, so don't miss it. Okay. And it'll be free, so why you have no excuse to miss it.
Hey, that is exciting news that you're sharing here this morning. So, Amy, we appreciate you coming on by and letting us know all this stuff.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Everybody have a happy Thanksgiving. Don't forget to listen to Alice's Restaurant at noon on Thanksgiving Day. And be safe.
Yeah, and then we've got Frybird Journeys coming up on Monday.
Yes, and we have all kinds of exciting stuff, and we have a special guest coming in. So it'll be a lot of fun. So tune in again to see and hear us next Monday on Frybread Journeys.
Okay. All righty, Amy. Well, we appreciate you coming on by, and hope you have a great week ahead here and a good Thanksgiving.
You too. Thank you.
All right. That's Amy Dollar, Tourism Director here in Coffeyville, and we do have more Open Line coming up here in moments on KGGF.